This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Yes, that's Izumi's Prince featuring Kinky K, Umashal Music, and Uriz, featuring Nayege, UKG07. Hope I'm saying it right. KG07 right here on MET Radio. Taking us to exactly 13 minutes before the top of the hour. Remember what we told you, we see we do have a Yonage interview with Yonage Ukitibone Mohlala, better known as Miss Prince, right here on MET Radio. So I think we do have her on the line right now. Miss Prince, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, and you?
I am very well. I hope you're having a lovely day.
I am. I'm trying to. I'm busy nursing my crew, but yeah.
Oh, that is wonderful. Yeah, that is wonderful, man. So we're not going to waste your time, man. So let's go straight into it. So tell us more about Miss Prince. Where is she from and what inspired you to pursue a career in DJ?
Miss Prince is Kidivoni, all the way from Pretoria, born and bred. Started DJing back in 2020 when it was locked down. Had a 9-to-5, and when it was locked down, you know, being home and I had a lot of time on my hands, I was like, okay, let me just develop a new hobby to keep myself busy. And then that's how I started DJing, you know, doing all these live stream shows and stuff like that. So when the restrictions were eased, I think that's when now I started, you know, DJing at venues. I DJed and DJed until 2022. I realized that, okay, something that started as a hobby now, you know, has developed into a career. So I had to choose now between, you know, my 9-to-5 or my DJing career. And I chose DJing, and I've been doing that ever since. And it's been going great. It's been great.
That is nice, man. So has it been always your passion to be a DJ, or it's something you picked up during lockdown?
Oh, yes. I grew up in the era where, you know, your black coffees were booming, and, you know, it's people that I used to look up to. And I remember when I was in grade 9, my mom asked me, what is it that I want to be when I grow up? And I said I wanted to be a DJ. And, you know, she was like, no way. You ain't doing that. Definitely not at my house. You know, she dismissed it. And, yeah, I think for me, you know, it kind of discouraged me. And then I decided to go to school and study something else. But, you know, it has always been something that I wanted to do. So when I did that now, as an adult, you know, having a job and stuff like that, she was very, very supportive. And for that, I think that's the reason why I decided to just really pursue it, because it has been a passion of mine ever since I was a child.
That is very nice. That is very nice. So I heard about something called the Fabulous Fridays. So I think I want us to dig more into that. So can you tell us more about Fabulous Friday? What is the vision behind it?
Okay. So Fabulous Fridays is an event. Like, it's an all-female lineup event that happens, well, that used to happen at Protea Fine Eyes, both Menlyn and Melrose Arc. So the purpose or the goal of this movement is just to give, you know, up-and-coming female DJs exposure and a platform to showcase their talent. So I got the honor to actually be part of the movement ever since it started. We started back in 2020 lockdown, like around October, somewhere there. And then, yeah, we pushed until this year, 2025. I think all the individuals involved in the movement have grown. And I think it was time for us now to, you know, to move into now bigger and better spaces. So, yeah, that's Fabulous Fridays. I think it really has contributed a lot towards the growth of my career and the opportunities, you know, that I got throughout the years. So I think it's one movement that will always be dear and close to my heart.
Oh, that is amazing, man. That is amazing news. We wish you all the best of luck. So, you are a female DJ, and we know that it's very hard for a female artist, to be specific, to break through in the entertainment industry. But I think as a DJ, it's also very difficult for you. So, are there any challenges that you have faced when you were starting out your DJing career?
Oh, definitely. I think I could even write a book about all these different challenges that, you know, I've encountered throughout the years. Mm. So when I started DJing, I used to play Deep House. And, you know, the Deep House space was very, it's a very exclusive, very much, you know, selective type of crowd. And I think coming up as an up-and-coming artist, you know, you get a lot of, I would say, undermining. You know, people really doubting your capabilities, you know, in terms of playing and stuff like that. Also, you know, your age, you know, people thinking that, you know, you're young, so you're not deserving of, you know, whatever opportunities coming your way. You know, always have to work 10 times harder than your male competitor just because you are a woman. So you have to prove yourself 10 times more that you are capable of doing the same thing that a typical male DJ can do. So I think that has been the biggest challenge. I think also another, you know, challenge that I have experienced, and I think a lot of female DJs can really relate to, is, you know, when you are an independent artist like myself and you're pushing yourself, you're doing your own management, you're doing all these things by yourself, it's quite difficult. Like I said, you know, there's a lot of undermining, and if there's no agency that's literally an umbrella or shielding you, you know, you get, there's a lot of exploitation involved, and yeah, it's tough. But, you know, just because this is something that I'm really passionate about, you know, I take it with a pinch of salt and I keep it moving because I know what I want to achieve and where I want to get. So, yeah.
That is amazing, man, and also inspiring to upcoming female DJs. So when I talk to some of the DJs, sometimes they tell us, so I'm performing in Unumlazi, since I'm in Durban, I'm performing in Unumlazi, I'm performing maybe in Pietermaritzburg, but you have been outside of South Africa, you have performed in Namibia and also in Zambia. Can you tell us more about that experience?
I think those experiences has made me be so grateful to be born and bred in South Africa. But I think it was such an eye opener, you know, being in such a different space, especially, you know, Zambia. I think Namibia is literally, it feels like a province, like a tenth province from SA, you know. So I really, even the culture, the music, and you'd swear you are somewhere in Kimberley, or you're somewhere in, you understand, because they really, really play our music. So when I got to Zambia, you know, it was such a very different experience, and I could tell that, okay, I'm very far away from home. I think also even the amapiano that's dominating, I think that was also an eye-opener for me to realize that the amapiano that's dominating here at home doesn't really do well outside of there. And the TikTok amapiano, Papukam amapiano, that, you know, is not doing so well here, is what people actually listen to. So I think for me, when I got there, you know, here in SA is a thing of, you know, when you're a DJ, you want to show off, show that you know exclusives and stuff like that. So when you're that side, that does not work. You literally have to go commercial all the way. You need to play a sound that people are familiar with, you understand. So, but it was a learning experience. I really enjoyed myself. And I'm looking forward to doing more of these, you know, international tours. And, yeah.
Yes, man, that is amazing. So you spoke about starting out doing Deep House when you were starting out your career. But now we live in an industry that is dominated mostly by amapiano, you know, house, three-step. Maybe has that also forced you to shift, maybe to now focus on amapiano and house music when you are booked?
Sorry, can you please repeat that question? You're breaking a bit. I can't hear you.
Oh, sorry. So I'm saying we live now in a world that's dominated by amapiano and house music, and you said you started out doing deep house. So has that somehow forced you maybe to change direction and now focus on amapiano and house music?
you know, I think the industry throughout the years has changed so much. And I think we are in an era where, you know, we embrace versatility. I still play house music and I still play amapiano, but I think focusing on making amapiano a main genre was more of a business decision because of, you know, how big of a genre it is and how international it has become. So I think that's what influenced my decision to make amapiano my main genre. But I play everything. I play three-step, I play Afrotech, I play house music, and I play amapiano.
Amazing. That is amazing. So towards the end, Njinji, Soivala, so can you give any advice maybe to an upcoming DJ, especially female DJs, any advice you would like to give them who are still trying to break through to the industry?
One advice I would tell my female DJs is that, you know what, or all my DJs, you know, male or female, is, you know what, patience is everything. Just be consistent. Focus on your lane. Comparison is the is the killer of joy. Let me just put it at that. So just focus on your lane, be consistent. And I think another thing I would say is, you know, always strive to be in rooms where you are literally the smallest. I think that's where your growth will come from. It's a very humbling experience, but I feel like it's very necessary. So networking, getting out there, you know, making, building relationships with people, it's very important, you understand. That's what will take you further more than just having your talent alone. Because it won't make sense if you are somewhere in Mawopane and you have the talent, but you do not have the network or the people or the right people to put you in the right spaces, you know. So that's very much important. And I think it's one thing that a lot of artists really overlook.
Speaking about being, allowing yourself to be the smallest in the room, surely you've been there before. So is there any artist that you have looked up to? Maybe they influence the person that you are today?
Yeah, there's a lot, hey? I think there's a lot. You know, one thing I love amapiano and the artist is, you know, how we can all relate. And, you know, I'm trying to think of one specific person, but I can't really, I can't really think of.
There's
of
no one that is coming up right now.
There's a lot, so I don't want to, you know, feeling in the least, but I think for me, one artist I would say really stands out of everyone else is, I would say Kabza. I think he's been in the game for the longest time and he's been so consistent. And I think he's one artist that you can really tell that he's passionate about what he's doing. You know, as big as he is, he still has that passion. He still has that fire and that desire to make music that touches people's souls, that makes people dance. So for me, you know, his life testimony is quite an inspiration and a motivation for me to say that, you know what, you can keep going. I think, you know, living in a social media era and, you know, with what happened with Uncle Waffles is that everybody's chasing for that one moment, you know, one viral moment that can make you up. And, you know, they overlook, you know, how much of an impact, you know, being consistent and having those small wins throughout the years do for your career. So Kabza didn't have any viral moments. He built his career brick by brick, you know. So I think that's one person, you know, I look up to and I'm inspired by.
Oh, that is amazing, man. So before we let you go, can you tell us where can people find you on social media, and people that want to book you, where can they contact you? And also maybe you can give us your gig guide.
So everyone can follow me on all my socials. I'm on Twitter, X, it's X now. I'm on TikTok, I'm on Facebook and Instagram. I have the same handle, which is Miss Prince, is MIS_PRINTZ. So you can follow me there. For bookings, you can send me an email at bookings at Miss Prince. .co.za, or you can send a WhatsApp at 083-290-3459. So yeah, that's where you can catch me.
Oh, that is amazing. So I forgot one last thing to ask you. So is there any upcoming music that we must look up to, or maybe a song that you are pushing right now?
So I have a song out right now. It's called Isimo. It's my latest single. So I wrote the song with Coolest and, you know, Lee Tesh. It's literally just talking about, you know, it's sort of like a prayer. But, you know, the way I interpret it is it's a song that talks about, you know, self-discovery, growth within my career. So it's a song that's literally, I would say, very personal to me because it speaks to me and my current situation. So it's out on all DSPs. You can stream it on iTunes. You can stream it on Spotify, YouTube, Deezer, SoundCloud, and everywhere. And I am working on more music. I'll probably drop something again in June. We'll see, and hoping that maybe I'll get an EP out by the end of this year.
Yes, man. We wish you all the best. We wish you all the luck, and we hope we receive that EP before the end of the year. Thank you very much, Miss Prince, for joining us on MET Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a lovely day.
This is an MET Radio podcast.